The Bible said the blind Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, sat by the wayside, highway side, begging. Now watch this. And when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, notice the woman of blood, she heard. When he had heard what? And when he had heard that it was who? Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth. There was more than one Jesus. But they said, this is the one from Nazareth. And none of the rest of Jesus did anything that this Jesus was doing. That's why they pointed out, I'm talking about the one that Jesus of Nazareth. Because he just healed a woman with an issue of blood. And he sent his disciples out and said, go heal the sick and open the eyes of the blind, raise the dead. And that's the Jesus he heard about. And when he heard that, he didn't listen what happened. He began to cry out. In your pain, in your suffering, what are you saying? Oh, me. Oh, me. Oh. Or in your test or trial, what are you saying? Oh, why me? Why I have to go through this? But look what he said. He was blind. And he did what? He cried out, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many, this is what the world would do, and this is what unbelief would do. Because it's all around you. If you don't watch it, it'll be all in you. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. Shut up, be quiet. How many times that has happened to you when you should have been saying, I'm free, I'm whole, I'm healed, I'm faithful, I'm strong. Whatever I put my hands to do, prosper. I'm blessed. But you just shut up and be quiet. Pull up with your poverty. I don't know what I'm going to do. I ain't never had nothing. Ain't nothing going to ever. I ain't going to ever do nothing right. Nobody treats me right. I just have to take what I can get. But he didn't do that. They tried to make him be quiet. But watch what happened. Let me read the scripture. They tried to make him be quiet. Verse 29. Now let me finish verse 48. I said 29, 49. Let me finish verse 48. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he did what? Cried the more. Anytime your problem try to make you be quiet, anytime your pain try to make you be quiet, and don't confess the word, and don't worship and praise God, and don't give God some thanks, and don't get to laughing and rejoicing. Every time you ought to cry out louder. He cried out, Jesus, the son of David, have mercy on me. And the Bible says, can I talk to you? And the Bible says, Jesus stood still. He wasn't too busy for blind Bartimaeus. So he stood still. Is that right? And he said, and commanded him that he should be called. And the same one that tried to make him be quiet, they called, they said, he calleth for thee. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good cheer, be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. Hallelujah. If you're quiet, God got nothing to work with. But if you say what he said in his word, did not he say, I am the Lord that healeth thee? Didn't he say it? Jesus, you're my healer. Hallelujah. If you're weak and your strength seems to have left you, you can say, Jesus, you are my strength. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so when this man, this blind man, when he finally, when they got the news to him, verse 50 said, and he cast away his garment, rose up and came to Jesus. He didn't wait for Jesus to come over there to him. He rose up and came to Jesus. Is that right? And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said what? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. What did Jesus say? Boy, go on. Go on your way. Look what Jesus said. Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Not immediately. Jesus said, your faith got you what you want. But what if he had kept being quiet? Jesus would have passed by. Huh? I said, what if he had kept being quiet? Jesus would have passed by, he has still been blind. How long are you going to be quiet? How long are you going to sit there in your home, traveling back and forth where you go, being quiet about the thing that's going on in your life, and you don't want it? When are you going to rise up and speak it in? Say, that's it. You die here today. This is the end of you. I'll not be frustrated with you again. I'll not carry you another mile. I'll not put up with you whining in my ear. I'll not put up with you bringing discomfort to my body. I'll not put up with you living below my privilege, trying to figure out how I'm going to make it. You end today. Poverty, your day in my life is over as of now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do you know who you belong to? Do you know what has happened to you? Do you know that a change has taken place on the inside of you? Do you know that you're a new creation?